Okay, so for today's Limud HaMishneh Berurah, we start Siman Resh Mem Zayin. And again, the Shulchan Aruch discusses some of the rules that relate to a non-Jewish Kablan working for the Jew on Shabbos. What does that mean? That means that when you have a Kablan, which is a contractor, and the non-Jewish employee is not being paid per hour and by time, but rather is being paid for the completed job, his halachas are much more lenient than a worker that's a schir yoim, which means that he's being paid per hour. Why? Because if I'm being paid per hour for a job, so then every single malacha that I do on behalf of my employer is considered an agency on his behalf, and it's as if he's doing the malacha. Why? Because the time is his. He's hiring me by time per hour, and therefore every single moment of my work is a shlichus of the Jewish employer, which would be a problem on Shabbos. However, if the person is not being paid by time, he's just being paid for a completed job, the halacha is much more lenient, because then the non-Jewish employee is deciding on his own volition whether to work on Shabbos or not. All the Jewish employer cares about is a completed job. And therefore, when the non-Jew decides to do the work on Shabbos, it's his own decision. He's considered to be working for himself, and it, in many cases, will be permissible on Shabbos. So, for example, if you give a car into the mechanic to have it fixed, and you give it before Shabbos, and he technically could decide to do the malacha of fixing it on Shabbos or after Shabbos, the halacha is that it's mutter, even though you know that he's going to do the work on Shabbos. Why? Because since technically he could do the work after Shabbos, and he on his own volition decides to do it on Shabbos, he's considered to be working for himself when he does the malacha on Shabbos. And therefore, when you pay him for that job completed, it's permissible, even though he did the work on Shabbos. That's the case of a kablan. However, you're not allowed to be kaveh malachta b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to direct him explicitly to do the malacha on Shabbos. So even a kablan is only permissible if you didn't direct him to do it on Shabbos and he decided on his own volition to do it on Shabbos. But if you say, please do the work on Shabbos, fix it on Shabbos, you instruct him to do the malacha on Shabbos, or Yom Tov for that matter, it's going to be usur in all cases. Another case that the Mishnah Berurah says would be usur is, even if you don't direct him to do it on Shabbos, but you give him a job, and the only possible way for him to complete the job in the time slate that you gave him is to have the work done on Shabbos, then it's also usur, because it's as if you directed him to do it on Shabbos, because that's his only option. So if, let's say, you give him the car on Friday, and you want it to be picked up right after Shabbos, and the only way possible for him to complete his job is by doing it on Shabbos, so by giving him the car, even though he's a kablin, it's as if you're kaveh malachta b'Shabbos. It's as if you're explicitly telling him, do it on Shabbos, because that's the only way for him to do the job. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah says. So either kaveh malachta b'Shabbos is usur by a kablan, or even if it's not kaveh malachta b'Shabbos, if the only way for him to do the job is by working on Shabbos, it's as if it's kaveh malachta b'Shabbos, and it's forbidden. That's the halacha as it relates to a kablan. Now we just pick up on that, and we add one common detail that comes up regarding this halacha. You have to, let's say, get to the airport after Shabbos. You're in a rush, you have to make a flight, and you want a taxi, or an Uber for that matter. You want the non-Jewish driver to pick you up right after Shabbos. So you order from before Shabbos the taxi to be ready right after Shabbos at your house. Permissible or non-permissible? In other words, L'chaira, one can argue that it should be a problem, because by me saying, be by my house on right after Shabbos to be ready to take me to the airport, that non-Jewish driver is driving right at the end of Shabbos at my behest, because I directed him to be at my house on Shabbos, and therefore, technically, he's a kablan and I didn't direct him to do work on Shabbos, but in all practical purposes, he is now driving at the end of Shabbos at my behest in order to fulfill my directive. So perhaps it should be forbidden, because it's ki'ilu, it's as if I was kaveh malachta b'Shabbos, since I directed him to be at my house right after Shabbos so he can take me on a drive. Is this permissible or is it not? Most poskim say that this is 100% mutter. Why? Because I don't care how he gets there, and for all practical purposes, he could be parked for, you know, the whole duration of Shabbos right near my house. He decides where to be throughout the duration of Shabbos, and then he might, based on where he was, drive on Shabbos to get to his directed destination right at the end of Shabbos so that he could take me on my ride. But for all practical purposes, I don't care where he is on Shabbos. And therefore, he's considered on Shabbos to be driving for his own sake, not for my sake. However, say the Paiskim, if your fee that you pay him for his job includes not just his driving you to the airport, but the time that he spent getting to your house, and you're paying him also for that hour or whatever time it took to get to your house, and that's part of his job description and part of his employment, then it would be usser. So as long as you make sure that you're not paying him at all for that drive that he got to your house, then it's mutter. But if the time that he took to get to your house is part of the employment, then it would be forbidden. So that's the basic synopsis of Hilchas Kabbalonis on Shabbos. Koivei Amalachto is usser. If the only way for him to do his job is by doing work on Shabbos, it's also as if your Koivei Amalachto would be forbidden. But let's say you have a guy drive Yom Motzei Shabbos. So according to most places, it would be mutter if you're not paying him for the time he drives to your house, because he's doing it at Dakta Danasha, he's doing it on his own decision-making.